The problem with polls is basically the problem with language. Language is intrinsically vague and ambiguous. Whenever somebody talks to us and we talk to them, we have to interpret the meaning of what they say, and they have to do the same for us. And we hope that their interpretation will be what we intended them to understand by what we said. And polls have to make a lot of assumptions which are based on a faulty model of language. They are based on the understanding that words have a specific meaning, and if you ask somebody a question, they will understand it as you intended them to understand it, and therefore you can understand the response. The problem is that's wrong. Polls cannot rely on that model of language because it's a wrong model of language. Language, as I said, is intrinsically vague and ambiguous, and we always must interpret the meaning of what other people say, whether it's a question on a poll or any other situation. And our interpretation depends on the context that we bring to the situation and the context that we find in the situation. The context that we use to interpret is also an interpretation. So when people ask us questions on polls, we have to make sense of them. And they assume we make sense of them as they intend us to, and we often do not. And people who take polls, we all know, we say, oh, what does this question mean? And then we provide a meaning for it, and then we provide an answer, whether it's a forced choice answer or whether we're talking to somebody on the telephone. And I can give you an example. My wife had a call from a pollster, and they were talking about recycling. And they said, we want to ask you questions about whether you would recycle more if we did this, 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 and this. Each time she asked a question, my wife said, no, we would not recycle more. And this
went on.
For every point. Mm-hmm. And the reason she said that was, we already recycle as much as we possibly can. So nothing you do could help us or make us recycle more. Mm-hmm. So, but
that
answers,
was never asked.
No, the answers to those questions gave the total opposite impression, that it doesn't matter what you do, we won't recycle. Now, when you get forced choice questions on a paper or an internet poll, same problem arises. You're asked a question and you give a response. The problem for the pollster is they don't know how you understood the question, although they don't realize that because they're pollsters and they make their money, they're living out of doing this, so they have to make these kinds of assumptions. But they don't know how you interpret the question. If they do not know how you interpret the question, they can't possibly know the meaning of your answer, whether it is words or just ticking off a box on the thing. So my position on polls is that they're totally unethical. And they're unethical because the pollsters can't claim to know what they tell you they know.
Well, is there another way to assess public opinion about something then? Is there another way to get that information, to get a sense of whether something that you're working on or doing is going in the right direction?
Not the way they want to do it. It would be too expensive. It would be too time-consuming. It would be necessary to sit down with people individually and have conversations with them, and to know more about them, who they are, what they do, why they're saying that. You say, who are you going to vote for in the next election? Well, you say something, and they say, oh, then they would have to say, well, why is that? And are there any circumstances which would change that vote, and so on?
But on the other hand, on the other hand, with the example that you gave with your wife and the recycling, All they needed to do was have a "we already do everything we can" category, or a chance for her to give that point to say, "we've already done everything we possibly can do to recycle," mm-hmm. and that would have answered the question and given them the information they needed to understand why she had said no to everything they asked.
Right.
So it's as simple as asking one more question.
Yeah. Assuming that respondents tell the truth.
And again, this is one circumstance, one individual person answering those questions.
That's right. And assuming that what you mean by recycling is what I mean by recycling.
Mm-hmm. So should we do away with polls?
Oh, well, why not? But a lot of people would be thrown out of work. And I gave a paper to the 50th anniversary of the American Society for public opinion research in 1995 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And the only reason I gave the paper was because I wanted to go to Florida in February. But I think it was in February. Anyway, I gave this paper in which I said, what you're doing is unethical. You can't do it. And essentially the response I got was, because these are bright people, you're probably right, but it's still very useful. And I said, well, useful doesn't mean truthful. Useful is not truthful. And there's no denying it's useful. I mean, everybody uses polls to, you know.
Is there any circumstance that you can think of where a poll is let's take it to a classroom application. Could you take it down to that level where an instructor at the front of a classroom could poll the students on something and get appropriate, usable, full responses? Because they have that ability to interact more? I mean, is that what it comes down to, is the ability to understand the responses more, where they're coming from?
Well, how can you assure that you understand a person's response without discussing it with them?
So you think there needs to be more in-depth discussion about the responses?
Sure.
and the opinions?
Sure. Suppose you...
In any circumstance.
You go with a friend to a movie. And instead of sitting down for coffee afterwards and discussing the meaning and how you felt about it and so on, your friend gives you a checklist. And it says, you know, here, this movie was very good, medium good, and so on and so forth, all the forced choices that you have. I mean, what would they make of that? Even though they're a close friend and you both saw the same movie. I mean, they would say, well, what do you mean? How could you say that about this? It's very good. It wasn't very good, and so on.
So the conversation is necessary.
You got to have the conversation, but that's time-consuming. It's why in graduate research just generally academic research in the social sciences, the poll is preferred, the questionnaire is preferred, because it's quick and easy, right? And you get rid of the ethical problems, too, because you're not observing people. You're just asking them to respond to a questionnaire. And if they don't want to, they don't have to. So you're not imposing anything on them.
But it doesn't give you the whole picture.
It certainly doesn't give you much of a picture at all, although it can be incredibly useful.